5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Howdy, Croc Nation. Dr. Tom Iannelli here with another amazing Croc podcast for you, our amazing cancer survivors, Angel Santana, Have Faith, Let It Begin, and to our TikTok Nation, hello to you all. Thank you for joining us. Angel, happy Sunday.
Sunday, and we have to definitely begin a warm welcome to all of the mothers out there.
So, you know what? We should have done a Mother's Day podcast. Missing the beat, Angel.
But definitely a warm welcome to all the mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Yep, likewise. So, Angel, a question for you. When you hear the word KISS, KISS, there's many things that come to your mind. One of them, of course, is romantic. And one of them is an adage or a bit of advice. And do you know the KISS concept?
I know my concept, but no, I don't know the KISS concept.
So KISS concept is keep it simple. And sometimes the other S stands for stupid, but we're not going to do that here. We're not going to demean anybody. So keep it simple. Okay. When I was a young lad, probably around sixth grade, I started thinking that maybe one day, you know, I would hopefully be able to be smart enough to go to medical school and be a doctor. And I was very, you know, I would say infatuated with that idea. And I had an uncle who was a doctor, and I would walk into, when I would visit him, I'd walk into his study and I'd look at all of these really intriguing and I would say very intimidating books, like all these textbooks. And I would say to him, I would say, Uncle John, how did you ever get through medical school? How did you ever learn all of these things to be a doctor? And I think he'd never really answered the question. He kind of just kind of, you know, hey, kid, you're bothering me, you know, get out of here. It was the 1960s. It wasn't now. And then, you know, when I started going to school, I started to notice that when I would learn things, I would learn things in a very, very odd way. So people would be in class with me and they would, you know, learn a concept or a mathematical equation or something in chemistry, and they would either get it or they wouldn't get it. And for me, the first time I would process the information, it just didn't make any sense to me. It was almost like you were speaking to me in a different language. And it took me a long time to figure this out. But the way my brain processes is that my brain has to sort of see something once and just let it just percolate. And then it has to take it in a second time and a third time and a fourth time. And I go from being the last in the class in comprehension in the beginning. And then once I readjust the way the information is being fed to me my way, then I become the first in the class. So I noticed very much early that if I was ever going to go into, you know, a scholastic endeavor, I would have to utilize the concept of KISS, keep it simple. Because if I didn't do that, I knew that I wasn't going to be successful in school. And through the process of medical school and residency and then post-residency, as I started getting interested in oncology and cancer survivors, I started to come up with the laws of simplicity. And I came up with four laws that assisted me in getting through my studies, my academics, and then my career. And then I thought to myself, I need to share this information because this isn't really just for me, as it related to me being able to absorb, understand, and then teach information. It would be very helpful to a cancer survivor to be able to use these concepts to help them in their survivorship. And that's what we're going to talk about today. The podcast episode will be called Stealing Simplicity Out of the Mouth of Complexity. What do you think?
Be honest with you?
Yeah.
It took me a long time to just say it in my head. But no, I think it's a renowned title, and I think it's going to capture the eyes and ears of our audience.
So I want to go through those four laws, but before I do that, I want to talk a little bit about cancer. So cancer is a very complex disease, and it is getting more and more complex every day. So now, you know, having the advantage of having been in the field for over 30 years, I've seen things change tremendously. It's almost as if I was born before the onset of television and radio. And then, you know, as I become older, I'm seeing somebody land on the moon. That's how, you know, what a drastic change things are happening, you know, in the field of oncology. And to give you an example, we now don't look at cancer, you know, as a very macroscopic disease. We're into the microscopic, we're into the even submicroscopic, the subatomic, the molecular levels. We're looking at the molecular biology of the tumors. We're looking at the immunology, the targeting of these very small receptors on the surface, you know, of a cancer cell. We're looking at using drugs that not just attack cancer cells, but modulate our immune system to be able to have our bodies fight cancer, not just these toxic chemotherapy, therapies that everybody, you know, takes, you know, chemotherapy, vomiting, radiation, burn, you know, surgery, disfigurement. You know, these are the things that go through people's minds. And it's not that anymore. We're getting much more sophisticated. And we're going to even do a podcast on some of this that we're talking about, some of the immunotherapy agents and targeted therapies. And we're going to really water it down so everyone can understand them. To help people understand the complexity of their cancer. But there's a second aspect of why I think that these four laws of simplicity will help our cancer survivors. And that's because not only is the disease complex, but as a survivor, you're in a really bad place to be able to metabolize this information about your cancer. And you have to be an educated patient. You have to be someone who's really comprehensively knowledgeable about what's going on with you. But at the same time, number one, you're in shock. Number two, you're anxious and fearful, appropriately so. Number three, as you start getting your treatment, now you're in a fog because the treatments that we're giving you are toxic and it's causing you to become it's just too much. It's just, as we always talk about, my wife and I, there's just too much going on for us to absorb that discombobulation in our lives. And our cancer survivors, our thrivers, they're going through this. So I want to share these four laws with you. And I'm going to try to apply it to your survivorship and to your disease. And we're going to be able to help you get through this. So basically, I call them the four laws of E&LE simplicity. So law number one is that if there is an excessive amount of information, remember I spoke to my Uncle John. Uncle John, how did you, you know, memorize or, you know, learn all this information? You make it an advantage, you instead of making it into a disadvantage. And I'm going to show you how to do that. Law number two, if there is a complex information you have to master as a cancer survivor, thriver, it doesn't mean you have to learn it from a complex source. That's very important. And again, we're going to explain this as well. Law number three, if there is an excessive amount of information you have to master, use the inverse square law. And let me explain that. The inverse square law is just a physics law that states that if you have X amount of information that you want to learn, what you do is you break it down to the most important inverse square of that information. So for example, to put in some numbers, if you have to learn two sections of complex information, then all you really have to know is 1/4 or 25% of that information. You find the 25%, the 1/4% of the most important part of those two aliquots of information, and you'll be fine. So it's the inverse square of how much information that you have to know. And that was in medical school. You have so much to know, but they can never test you on everything. So what you would do is you would just concentrate on the most important sentient things that they, as a teacher, they would want you to take with you. You're not going to remember everything, and they realize that. So they focus just on the most important things. So that's law number three. And law number four is there are very few situations in our healthcare when there are no wrong answers. So if you ever find yourself in that lucky situation, grab that opportunity. And we're going to give an example to that as well. So we're going to talk about the four laws as it relates to your diagnosis, your treatment, your side effects, and your survivorship. Angel, any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting how we have it down by four, laws and instead of pillars. I think that it's truly, it puts it like it stamps the fact that each one is so important that it has to be considered a law. You know what I mean?
Well, remember, Angel, I started the podcast by admitting, my challenges as a learner and how I need to use simplicity in my day-to-day life. So to me, four is a very manageable amount of laws to be able to know, not 25 laws or 30 laws or even 10 laws. Right. They're just four things that you have to remember or take home from this podcast. So we're going to talk about law number one. So law number one is if there's an excessive amount of information, use it to your advantage. So you go into the doctor, you feel a lump in your breast, you go to the doctor's office and you get diagnosed with an early breast cancer. So now you have to make a decision whether you want to do breast conservation, which means a lumpectomy or a surgery that's less than a mastectomy, so you can conserve or preserve your breast, or you can have a mastectomy. So if I was a woman with breast cancer and I had no medical sophistication, the first thing I would want to know is that, of course, I want to save my breast, but is it safe to do that? Can I safely do that and not compromise my survival or my time on this planet and all that kind of stuff? And the answer is yes. Now, you can go crazy, and there are literally, I want to say, I'm going to say dozens, but probably even more than dozens even before that, which compared mastectomy to lumpectomy and postoperative radiation. And every single one of those gazillion papers, all of these studies about breast conservation and about mastectomy proved that it is absolutely safe to have breast conservation with postoperative radiation therapy. So instead of going out there and driving yourself crazy and reading 1,000 papers, all you have to do is go to the literature review or the consensus opinion, and you're good. You don't need to go deeper than that. You're perfect, and you're a well-educated and knowledgeable survivor. So that's number one. So the second part is your treatment. So now you're going to go in and either have your mastectomy, have your lumpectomy, have your radiation, have your chemotherapy, have your hormonal blockade. And now we're going to look at law four, how law four can help us during our treatment. Now, in law four, there are very few situations in our healthcare system where there are no wrong answers. So I'm going to use a different example for this one. And I'm going to say that there's a gentleman age 65 who walks into his doctor's office and his doctor tells him that his PSA is elevated and it's a number of 8.6, and that's not good. And when a rectal examination is done, there's a nodule that's felt, a hard nodule, and the patient's referred to a urologist and a biopsy is done, and he is found to have very early organ-confined prostate cancer. So now the race is on. What does this guy do? And I think I see a patient, at least one patient every day with this problem. And the first thing I tell them about law four of Iannelli's laws of simplicity. And I tell them that everything I tell you, it's not a vertical decision tree. It's a horizontal decision tree. We are going to talk about surveillance. We're going to talk about surgery. We're going to talk about radiation. We're going to talk about protons. We're going to talk about photons. We're going to talk about 5 days. We're going to talk about 28 days. We're going to talk about 45 days. We're going to talk about needles in your prostate. We're going to talk about seeds in your prostate. And we're lastly going to talk about having testosterone blockade if it's necessary. And guess what? You're not going to make a decision today. You're going to sleep on it. You're going to ask me questions. You're going to go for your second opinion, whatever you have to do. But here's the good news. There is no wrong answer. Use Ianelli's fourth law of simplicity to let you go home and go to sleep that night and rest easy, knowing that whatever you choose, whatever's the best treatment for you is going to be right. So you don't get that, you know, type of opportunity in life very often. So that's where the fourth law comes in. Now we're going to talk about the side effects as they relate to the treatments. There's tons of side effects as it relates to cancer treatments. So we're going to utilize the second law of simplicity. And the second law states that if there's complex information you have to master, it doesn't mean you have to learn it from a complex source. So I'm going to give you the example of when I was a resident. So now this is, I'm through medical school, I passed my boards, I'm in my residency, and now I have to learn all of this crazy complex stuff as it relates to radiation therapy. So I have to learn about oncology, I have to learn about chemotherapy, I have to learn about surgery, I have to learn about every single cancer that there is. And then on top of that, I have to learn radiobiology and I have to learn radiation physics. So I have a lot to do. However, the books they give me, it's like gibberish and rigmarole. And I mean, Angel, when they gave me these books, it was like me giving those books to you. It just didn't make any sense. So I did something very, very unusual. Again, remember, my brain doesn't work the same as most people. And maybe there's a lot of listeners and survivors out there whose brains work similar to mine, so they can kind of understand. But I found, I don't want to say it was a coloring book, because that it wasn't a coloring book, but for the sake, as compared to some of the other you know, resources, it was like a coloring book. It was like, you know, radiation oncology for dummies, but it was even easier than that. I found a radiation technology physics book. And it was, you know, that was meant for like, not even, these are high school students who got graduated from high school. And then they go into our, you know, radiation school, you know, to learn to be an X-ray tech or whatever. And it was physics meant to teach them physics. And I read the book once, I read the book twice, I read the book three times, I memorized the book. And after I did that, then I went to the more complex resources. Well, what I did was I took really super complex information, super complex concepts, and I broke it down to the easiest, most elemental phase of that. And I think that's going to be important for as it relates to your side effects. So say we're going to go back to that young woman with breast cancer with the, now she's getting radiation and she has a skin reaction. Now she can go crazy and she could learn about mucopolysaccharides and hyaluronic acid and connective tissue and skin and the dermis and all this kind of stuff. And she could talk about the, you know, learn about every single product that's out there for radiation dermatitis. And there's hundreds, if not thousands. Or when I was in 1991, I had a farmer who came in, and it was a dairy farmer, and gave me a bucket of what's called udder cream. Udder cream is what farmers put on the teat of a cow, because their teat gets irritated from having to be milked multiple times a day. And I ended up using this on so many women and took care of so much radiation dermatitis with a cow teat, you know, whatever, that they now sell on the market. And now, if I would have known in 1991 that I could have made $1 trillion to market this thing, you know, whether they call it udder cream or udder balm or whatever,
right?
It works. I mean, it's a protective barrier for a woman's skin with radiation burns, and it works. It works fantastic. I'm oversimplifying the second law, but you get my point. Yep. And lastly, we'll end with survivorship. So now you've finished your diagnosis, your biopsy, you've gotten your treatment, you've dealt with your side effects. Now you're out there just trying to get through a day, not worry about your survival, not worry about whether the cancer is going to come back. And now we're going to go to law three, how we can get you through your survivorship. So law three is, if there is an excessive amount of information you have to master, use the inverse square law. So there are hundreds, especially now. So when Kroc first came on board in the cancer support world back in 1999, I guess, whatever year we started, you know, over 20 years ago, what happened was there was no survivorship community. There was nothing. There was like the American Cancer Society, and that was it. Right. When we would have a dinner for survivors and do lectures and, you know, do events, I mean, there was nothing to choose from. Now there's too much. There's too much information, and you have to literally, you know, you can get bogged down. Like, what support? Like, if you're just going back to breast cancer, if you have breast cancer, you have hundreds and hundreds of online, you know, survivorship, online survivorship resources. You have all sorts of support groups. You have all sorts of gurus and people who facilitate these groups or whatever. And I would liken that to, like, you know, I like to fish as a hobby. And you go out there and there's just 3 million books and 3 million online, you know, resources. Keep it simple. I basically found one that fits me, and that's the only one I use. And maybe it's to my detriment that I, you know, could get other hints and things from other people. But to be honest, the cost that would be the confusion of me trying to figure it all out, it would make me absolutely, it would upend my life, you know, trying to figure it all out. If you guys find a person, a facilitator, a leader, or another survivor that you like who connects with you, then use it, and use it to its greatest power. And Angel, that's Ian Ellie's Four Laws of Simplicity and how we could steal simplicity out of the jaws of complexity. What do you think?
I think it's great. I think a lot of us can apply to this, you know, on all aspects of it, not just from the, you know, the cancer viewpoint of a patient, but I think also from our own daily life. You know, we talk about different laws that we've put in place. These are survival. I look at it as survival techniques too. And what better way than to, you know, to utilize those same tactics on your ordinary life, as opposed to the life of a patient that is dealing or has dealt with cancer.
Angel, did you have that kind of mind similar to mine where, you know, you needed to sort of absorb things in a different kind of way? Or did you notice you had to learn a little differently than other people?
Absolutely. I mean, and for me, I had to do a lot of word association to remember. But yes, I definitely learned different. My note-taking techniques were way different than most people. I had to use the T format, you know, there was a lot of things I did differently. Yes, I would have to agree.
So this type of information would be helpful.
I wish you were around when I was in college, man, because it would have been more helpful.
God bless you. Angel Santana, have faith, let it begin. Thanks for being the greatest co-host ever. And want let everyone on TikTok and otherwise, all of our survivors out there, that if you're down and you need a little spiritual uplifting, have faith, let it begin. It's a daily podcast Monday through Friday for the commuter. Just to give you a laugh, to give you a little cry, to give you a little bit of a prayer, just to set you on your way. I think you you air at around 7:30, I think, 7:30 a.m. every day.
Correctamundo, weekdays, Monday through Friday.
The board of directors for Kroc, thank you guys. We had an amazing board meeting last night. We ate some great food, but more importantly than eating great food was the fellowship. And, you know, just the constructive criticism, trying to make this podcast the best it can be to give our cancer survivors, thrivers, the resources they need. We call ourselves the Swiss Army Knife of Survivorship because we're always trying to teach and nurture and help our survivors get through their journey, which is incredibly difficult. I want to take a minute to thank Michael John Benzea, Charlotte Larson for their wonderful support and belief in our podcast. And of course, I want to thank our survivors. So this is our pep talk, everybody. So you're out there and you're confused. You go into the doctor's office and they're starting to throw these big, you know, $10 words at you. They're trying to, I guess, cover their insecurities or their discomfort, by hiding behind medical jargon. You don't know what they're saying. You have no idea of what's going on, but you're scared and you know you have a problem and you know you have to trust this person, but how could you trust somebody you don't understand? And then you remember the podcast that Angel and myself gave you about how you can make that event, that sort of cancer diagnosis, how you could make the amount of information, which is massive, to your advantage, how you can take the complexity of that information and make it simple, how you could find opportunities that there are no wrong answers, to find the avenue, the road that you can go down that's not going to diminish your outcome, but it's going to be the one that fits you right. And lastly, you're going to be able to understand that the more information that's thrown at you, you don't have to know it all. You just have to know the stuff that's important. And I just want to let you guys know that we appreciate you, that we are here for you. We are here to advocate for you. We are here to block for you. We are here to love you. We are here not to judge you. We are here to protect you, and we are here to educate you. You guys are special. You guys are worthy. You guys are loving. You guys are caring. You guys are smart. You guys are brave. You guys are courageous. You got this. You are going to be a survivor. You will become a thriver. On behalf of the Croc Podship, the Croc Board of Directors, and everyone associated with this podcast, and I am remiss, I forgot Rod Freeman, part of our board, and also one of our dear friends who does this for our survivors. I want to say, God bless you. Have a long, healthy, happy, cancer-free life. God bless you. God be with you. Peace.